There's a new view of Onondaga Lake. Honeywell has opened a new Onondaga Lake Visitor Center right next to the company's massive project that's dredging and capping 2 million cubic yards of contaminated lake soil. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Honeywell hopes it can change perceptions of the lake.
The hope is that you start to get a sense of the vision for what the lake can become.
Honeywell's Syracuse Program Director John McAuliffe shows off the center.
Full panoramic windows.
The light green visitors building is bright inside. Floors are constructed with reclaimed wood.
Restoring Onondaga Lake.
Videos
well
explain
underway.
The lake reclamation project.
Water quality is now the best it's been in years.
There's a big relief map of the area, drawings of specs and plans for the $500 million cleanup of a lake that was once called the most polluted in the country. And outside, clear lake water laps against a sturdy deck at water's edge, offering views of the city of Syracuse through Liverpool.
Look across, you can see Onondaga Lake Parkway over here.
What McAuliffe hopes people ultimately see when they come here, a lake that is salvageable after decades of industrial pollution.
You know, your comment was you're right on the water. Look how great the water looks. That's the reaction that I think we're going to get from a lot of people.
Honeywell is taking reservations for individuals or groups to come out to the center built on Department of Transportation land. He says he's not sure what will happen to the structure after the four-year reclamation project is over. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.